This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for My Buddy's an Idiot, 877-881-1053.
What you got on the mind?
Yeah, do your friends have terrible sports or pop culture opinions, or do they not know how to give out the phone number for the station they've worked at for a really long time?
It sounded like you wanted to say fries there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. He was thinking about fried food. He's like, I got an air fryer at the house. I'm about to make some wings.
All right, fine. If you want to bring fries up to the station, obviously I won't stop you from doing that. 877-881-1053.
Fries aren't overrated.
They yeah. are. Yes.
Whoa, hold
yes.
on.
Nope.
What?
I'm gonna let's do this right now.
No.
Fries,
yeah.
fries are way overrated.
French fries are absolutely overrated because they can't stand on their own. When's the last time you had a French fry and you just ate it?
Brahms. I can go to Brahms and just order fries and
okay,
be like, all right, I'm good.
Seriously, Corey, this weekend, mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, I'm going through with things I say I will. I finally watched Tombstone. We'll talk about that later with
G-Bag. Nice!
And I'm going to go to Brahms this weekend because you talk about Brahms more than anybody else I know. Not too much, but just more than anybody else I know. So I need to check this out because I haven't been to a Brahms in like, I don't know, 20 years.
I disagree with Kevin, by the way. That's not why fries are overrated.
Oh.
Fries are overrated because they're ticking time bombs. Like once they come, once you get them, you got like 15 minutes to eat them before they're garbage.
And if you eat them when they're too hot, that'll burn your tongue. So you got to, there is a window when they go soft and they're useless.
Let's go ahead and mark that. Oh, yeah. By the way, also for Masterpiece of the Week, we marked Luchi Gonzalez yesterday, right? Because if we didn't, we really did a disservice to ourselves. Text in right now if you know exactly the moment that we're talking about.
That's why you have to Tolo.
877-881-1053. Tell us your friend's terrible sports or pop culture opinion. Stop the fry hatred from the 817. I don't hate fries at all. I just think they're overrated. I don't still think they're good. But I always think they need like a chaser. Like you go to Chili's, you dip them in that queso, or you dip them in the barbecue sauce. I just can't recall a time when I was just eating fries and it was like, these stand on their own merits.
I will say, Kevin, I do prefer the Brahms fries with their ketchup, but I can eat them on their own at any time of day. Crinkle cut fries are the best.
My kid dips them in his vanilla milkshake. At
see,
Brahms.
That's something that I can't get down with. That freaks me out.
What?
I see people do that with the Wendy's shake.
That's
scares,
the only reason the Frosty exists. Nobody actually likes a Frosty. They just get the fries to put
like
in there.
The
one of Adrian's friends in high school. One of Adrian's friends in high school used to order Chili's fries, and then she would ask for a chocolate syrup side, and that's how she would eat them. And I was like, I gotta go. So, but I stayed with the woman.
All right. So my buddy's an idiot. He texted me and he said because of the Buffalo Bills situation, which we might get to in a little bit later in the show too, is that he doesn't think the NBA, the NFL is going to be able to start their games on time, that it's going to get pushed back. I don't want to say he's an idiot, but it's just an opinion. You guys can tell me if that's an idiot opinion, that because of the Buffalo Bills situation, because of college football situation, that there's just going to be too short of a time to start the games in early September.
If the players are not diligent in making sure that they don't show up positive, and that's their responsibility outside of it, if they are not diligent, then they will have to do that. I don't think that you'll have enough players to field teams if you get a rapid spread in one of these locker rooms. So I don't disagree that they might have to do that.
I think they're so headstrong that they're like, nah, we're different. We're going to make it. I don't know if it's going to last, but I think they're going to try. I guess I do need to step back Wingstop fries can stand on their own. That's a good point. I do like the Wingstop fries quite a bit.
Every time I go to Wingstop, right, like I'm thinking about the fact, I'm thinking of it in a way of I'm getting myself one meal, except it's always two, because when I get the fries, I always find out that I'm just eating fries and I'm done. And I'll get the wings yesterday or tomorrow or something.
Yeah, Rodeo Goat does have like garlic salt with parsley on them, and they're pretty good, nice and crunchy sometimes.
From the 972, my buddy's an idiot. They said it's their dad who said that Mike Trout is overrated.
Like, how do you have that take? And
I mean, that if you mean overrated in terms of somebody said Mike Trout is already the greatest player in the history of organized baseball.
We can talk about that. Like, that's discussable.
Guess maybe, but outside of that, like, he's insane. By the way, did you see that he officially is off on paternity leave? His wife, they're supposed to have their first kid on Monday. So assuming she gives birth on time, he would be out a minimum of last night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So he would probably miss at least a five-day period. And then obviously childbirth is unpredictable. So who knows how much longer it could be. But he'll be out for a handful of days. But the idea that Mike Trout is overrated, I don't understand that.
From the 817, my buddy who is on radio thought Tombstone wasn't worth watching until this week, and he better have nothing but good things to say about it.
Okay, so if you've seen Tombstone, help me out here, because my number one takeaway from that was Val Kilmer dominates every scene that he's in.
It is his second greatest role that he's ever done.
Behind Iceman?
No, behind the weed dealer and Entourage. Okay. He was fantastic in that episode.
All right. But yeah,
a lot of people didn't even know it was him, so that's great.
I really liked it.
He was a blind guy in one movie with Elizabeth Shue.
Was that The Saint? I've definitely seen that movie. I feel like Kurt Russell and his mustache are chewing on every bit of the scenery, and I love it. And I feel like Val Kilmer's doing the same. Like
Sam Elliott's great.
They really hammer home how sick he is from the very first second when they have him all like jaundiced looking and stuff, and he's like, "Well, hello." Hey. And they just really hammer home at the very beginning that he's sick. So I liked it.
When the cowboy rolls out of the brothel and starts shooting his gun in the sky, didn't you go, "You know what? I was just the same way after my first time."
I feel like Aroldis Chapman saw that and he was like,
"Oh man,
that's what you do."
Dang.
Oh, that's not okay. From the 940, my buddy's an idiot. He thinks Tombstone is subpar. Whoa.
Are we talking about, like the pizzas?
Oh, pizzas are
good,
too.
Those pizzas are great, yeah.
From the 469, give me Tombstones over Red Baron all day. From the 469, my buddy's an idiot. He thinks Dak can carry a bad team. I mean, I know we get into this all the time. How many quarterbacks can actually carry a bad team?
Like, not many.
How bad are we talking?
Yeah, and that's the thing. And, like, because we'll never find out, right? Because it's not this team. Like, if you don't think the Cowboys are going to be good, that's fine. But it's not because they don't have good talent. So,
you know, it's interesting because I do think coaches can carry a bad team for a year or so, because Bill Parcells took over a bad team.
Yes.
With a bad quarterback. And they went 10-6. That's the most miracle year in the history of the Dallas Cowboys, that first year of Bill Parcells with that team going 10-6. They lost to the Panthers in the first round of the playoffs. But I just remember, like, wow, you can take that group and turn them from 5-11 to 10-6. And so I don't know. I don't know if a quarterback can, because I'm not giving Quincy Carter any credit for that turnaround. But I do give Bill Parcells a lot of the credit.
From the 972, I saw this yesterday because Reggie and I started talking about this. From the 972, my radio host buddies are idiots because they don't believe Moss is the GOAT wide receiver and Jerry Rice is just Larry Fitzgerald, but with Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Wow. Like, and my response to that was, I thought Larry Fitzgerald was kind of the poor man's Jerry Rice in terms of he's really good. But I don't understand this idea that Jerry Rice just lucked into circumstance.
From the 214, my buddy thinks mouthwash is a basketball term. All I could think about watching the games yesterday.
Oh,
LOL.
No. You're ruining basketball for people, Corey.
Man. It works, man. Just whenever Luka puts one up from midcourt, just be like, mouthwash, and then it'll go down the drain, baby.
From the 817, I thought they were kidding, but then they followed up, "My buddy is an idiot because he said his girl was terrible in bed, and now I can say he's definitely wrong."
Oh my God.
And I was just like, ha, ha, ha. And then he followed up and said, "But they're separated, by the way." So I don't think he's kidding about that situation definitely happening. So
yeah, somebody said, by the way, closest is Brady carrying talentless offenses. But those teams were super well coached, and the defenses were pretty good most of the time, too.
I mean, talentless offenses, and he played with, what, three Hall of Fame people? So Gronk's going to go to the Hall of Fame. Edelman's going to go to the Hall of Fame. Randy Moss is going to go to the Hall of Fame.
I don't think that's the offense. Well, Randy Moss.
Was Deion Branch in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know about that one.
Man,
I just don't know. Like, there were early things, too, before Gronk and all that, too, but... You know, I understand what you're saying there, Kevin.
I will say the year he had Randy Moss and Wes Welker as his wide receivers, he did, like, put up one of the best seasons ever.
Yeah,
they were only one game short of winning every single game.
And now he's about to
have – the most important game.
Now he's about to have maybe the best receiver in the game. And
Randy Moss unretiring?
No, Mike Evans. And another top tier 10 receiver and Gronk again. So
that's why I'm hoping for his failure so much. Now that he has all the weapons, I want him to fail so bad so he can be like, yeah, maybe it wasn't those weapons all along.
Hard Reggie tried to get us into an engagement of Jerry Rice versus Randy Moss, and none of us bit.
I appreciate all the people who text in and hit the Twitch chat about this because, oh man, it makes me so happy.
By the way, is Major League Baseball an idiot? I know they're an idiot because they don't know how to protect their players. But did you see that they did agree to do the seven-inning doubleheaders for 2020?
Okay,
now that it's official.
I approve of seven-inning doubleheaders, Kevin.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Do you approve?
I do.
Okay, Corey, you're in?
I felt like yesterday we were talking about nine, I'm sorry if I misunderstood that. I thought yesterday we were talking about nine-inning games.
No.
Seven-inning games?
Yes.
I'm okay with. And I think that those things can get out of hand real quickly. But I also agree with Mike. They need to institute a run rule on some games.
Well, for protecting arms, this is all about protecting arms, and I'm okay with that. Well, when you're losing 12-0, you probably ran through quite a few pitchers to be losing 12-0. The game should be over after 7, 10 after 7, 8 after 8. We don't have to play the ninth inning. You're up by 8 runs.
Okay,
after 3.
Run rule after 7, because the one thing I was going to say is, like, if we institute just, like, a basic run rule, problem is we're still out here trying to do TV deals, right? Like, that's where the money is coming from. So it'd be bad if we start run ruling games too early.
Right. It has to be 7 innings. You have to go 7 innings. There's no run rule till 7 innings, and it would be 10 after 7, 8 after 8. And if you're within 7 runs, we get to play the ninth inning. If not, game's over. We all know who won the game.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.